Hey guys. So what I like to talk about is the big picture. I love talking about the big picture because when I'm doing the day-to-day action, if you don't think about the big picture, you're gonna lose motivation, you lose energy, and it's something to go for. So just talking about my last year's profit, right? Last year was the big break where I really started to push down. What I used to do before was when me and my parents are doing it, we're still doing it together, but when we did the profit, me and my dad would go to, this is probably 2 years ago, Saturday, Sunday, I was still in college, I was still working, but it was still part-time. So on the weekends, we would go to the flea market. What we also did was handyman jobs, which was rough. That's where I get a lot of appreciation from. Just how I got my work ethic. I can thank my dad for a million different things. I'm not gonna get off topic. So we used to go on the flea market, which, we talked about before. It's not really the best idea. We used to do handyman stuff. And, during the day, my mom would be at home. So if anyone wanted to pick up some stuff, I can just send it her way, et cetera, et cetera. Last year is when we really buckled down, and I told my dad we're not going to the flea market anymore because the profit isn't there anymore. And when I started to really think about it and really just kind of play around with it, so last year, if I was going to take a guess, profit wise, right? This is nothing like cost or whatever. Profit, we probably left with maybe $30,000 to $35,000. That's my guess. I know that we started collecting cash together. Before, we used to just split it 50-50, and it was nice because, when my mom lost her job, it really did help them out. But about, I don't know, this month is, it's the end of July, beginning of August, so 5 months ago, right, we started to put this money together, and I believe we are at $13,000, right? And that's split, so that's, $6,500 for me and $6,500 for my parents. But let alone, this is the big picture, right? So that was, day-to-day, working my ass off, boom, boom, boom. Not even working my ass off. I have no clue why that turned off. Sorry about that, I guess. But I go to college, I have a 40-hour job, and that's what I did around it, right? Big picture, right? What's the big picture? Of course, in the situation, did I ever need cash in the savings? God forbid someone gets injured and I need cash, boom, or something happens, cash is in my hand. And I'm 22, if this is not something a 22-year-old usually has in savings because there's so much stuff going on. But that's what I have in savings. And my motivation is investments. I want to invest it at home. So that's why I'm doing it. Always think about the big picture, You're always going to want to put in your head because there's going to be moments where you just don't want to do stuff and you're just going to have to do it. Just push through. The bigger the goal, the more you're going to have to work for it. If this is something that you want to just... This is why I like it, because sometimes... I listen to a lot of different people. Favorite guy, Gary Vaynerchuk. And he always talks about, just going as hard as you can, boom, 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 to your side hustle. But if this is not something you want to do, that's fine, If this is something like, hey, I'm short, $200 for my bills. I remember listening to this podcast and, I know that my bills are due in 10 days, but I can raise that. It's not that big of a problem. That's why I like to do it, because my motivation is just to not allow that much financial burden to be on families. I just want to be a good person, and that's why I'm just thankful for everything I've got, so that's why I want to do it. So my big picture is investment, so I'm going hard every day, right? I'm just delivering, finding, hitting it hard as I can, because one day I don't want to really do anything I don't want to do, right? Of course, I'm forced to the system, go to school. Well, okay, to be fair, I had the decision to go to school, and I was excited for school in the first 2 years, but then, junior and senior year, everything, once I moved out, there was a lot of stuff I figured out by myself, And I noticed that school just wasn't worth it. But I mean, I'm too far in. I just want to complete it now. But let alone, you know, just keep pushing to whatever you have. And this is just another source. If you want to make it to an investor, if you want to learn this and start your own podcast to make money, go for it. If you are just doing this to cover some bills, do it. You know, if you need any help, any absolute help, let me just make sure of it. I put up an email. It's just want to make sure. I'm gonna turn this off and be right back. Sorry, I'm back. So I have an email that's dirtymoneymachine@gmail.com. If you have any questions, concerns, anything that I can literally help you out with, like, just message me and we're gonna talk about it. I'll give you my phone number. We can text, talk. Anything you need, any advice, just message me, all right? All right, guys, that's all I wanted to talk about. So enjoy, big picture. Let's make that money.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.